Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 019. Yes, we have Caffeination for you 19 right here. Next on stop for Caffeination 20. Should be an interesting show. We're going to try and do something a little bit different for that one. But until we get there, you have to listen to this show. Yeah, so we have a couple little interesting tidbits for you. A couple little pranks that went off yesterday on April Fool's Day. And a couple other good PodSafe tunes for you. We're back to the PodSafe music from the PodSafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. First up for you, we have a new artist I just saw on the PodSafe Music Network. The band's called Sunspot. And here's their song, Good Looking Corpse. Again, that was the band Sunspot from the PodSafe Music Network, and their song, Good Looking Corpse, has kind of a little pop-punk vibe to it. Pretty good song to start the day off with, shall we say. Well, we're going to spend a little bit more time on the tech this time, because I'm getting more positive feedback on that. But I want to go over a couple of the more interesting pranks that I saw yesterday. First up, we have the granddaddy of them all, most people's homepage. Google had a special little link on the bottom I sent to a couple people yesterday and actually got one of my friends to bite on it and pontificate about how wrong it was. Well, Google had, it was called Google Romance. Apparently they consider dating just another search algorithm. So you really didn't get the gist of the joke other than the fact that you knew what day it was until you started reading their success stories page or you tried to apply for the service. Apparently you could never apply for the service, but who knows, if they get enough of a positive response, maybe Google Romance isn't that far down the pike. So, yeah, I thought that one was pretty good. Then my second stop of the day yesterday happened to be Slashdot, which was pink. And if you read Slashdot, you know that Slashdot is usually like an off-teal kind of color. And the tagline usually reads, "News for nerds, stuff that matters." Well, apparently they thought they were underrepresenting the female nerd demographic, so they put, "Oh my god, ponies." So yes, we had a pink Slashdot yesterday, and from what I heard, all of the articles were absolutely and completely bollocks. So, two pretty good ones, and then I stopped on over to my favorite destination every April Fool's, because first of all, they give away one free thing every April Fool's. This time it was a RAFD protection shirt, but ThinkGeek.com had a crazy little thing. They had four products up there. One was Grow Your Own One-Up Mushroom. They had a little pipe you could put soil in and some spores so you could drop down and get that extra life you've been looking for. Another one was the wireless extension cord. Yes, you plug one end in one side. Then it had a little receiver and a transmitter so you could go like 30 feet in either direction and plug it in over there and it would work. Then you had the USB tanning booth, which was quite interesting. And the, what was the last one? Oh yeah, it was the iZilla. It looked like a briefcase with a with speakers on it, and it kind of, I guess, a little bit of a play off of the latest flop from the Apple field. But yeah, when all was said and done, it was a pretty interesting April Fool's Day. I missed a lot of the pranks that went on. But if you look in the show notes, I have a couple little surprises for people. No jokes here, but I listed, first of all, listed the origin of April Fool's Day, and the one of the things that was listed as the origin, which actually kind of made sense to me, was this. Let me start off here. If you know the zodiac sign, it starts with Aries, which begins sometime around April, and then it ends with Pisces, which is in March. Apparently, they said this is the pre-Gregorian calendar. So when they switched from the pre-Gregorian calendar to the Gregorian, where they started the year January 1st, they shifted it and said that anyone who celebrated New Year's on April 1st was a fool. Interesting explanation. Apparently, that's complete crap. So, yeah, there was a couple different explanations on there, but apparently there's a long history around the world of pranking people on yesterday's date. I'm actually a little disappointed. One of my friends who every year attempts to involve everyone she knows in a attempt to prank another one of our friends didn't contact anybody that I'm aware of this year. So, Jeanette, I'm a little disappointed in you. I mean, you kind of fell down on the job there. Or maybe that was your prank, that he was just sitting there expecting something all day. I don't know. Well, on the website, we have links to the Wikipedia articles on the April Fool's origin and most other stuff you want to need to know about it. A fairly complete list of pranks that went off yesterday. Websites and everything. Websites seem to be easier to prank people with just because you only have to change a couple lines of code to make something really humorous looking. And then, of course, there's the link to the top 100 of all time. Now, I have a couple favorites in here. I guess I'll just go over maybe two of them. But, yeah, the number one I actually think is absolutely priceless. Apparently, in 1957, the news show Panorama announced that they had a very mild winter and that, they had eliminated a pest called the spaghetti weevil. So Swiss farmers were enjoying a bumper spaghetti crop. They show a woman picking spaghetti tendrils off trees. Apparently, BBC got loads of responses from people who were attempting to grow their own spaghetti. I mean, who wouldn't want to? I just wonder where they get the sauce from. Then the number two on the list was Sid Finch. In 1985, Sports Illustrated ran a story about a new minor leaguer for the Mets who was going to be starting that year who had never played a game of baseball in his life. However, he was able to throw a ball at 168 miles an hour because he grew up in a Zen monastery or something like that. And the only thing he ever studied was the art of the pitch, and he could throw at 168 miles an hour with pinpoint accuracy. By the way, for those of you counting, that is 65 miles faster than anyone else has ever been able to throw. So, and then the last one, which I thought was hilarious, was the Instant Color TV. Apparently, in Sweden, they only had one channel in 1962, and it was black and white, like most people's TV screens. But a news reporter came on the air and said the easiest way to turn your TV into a color TV was to put a nylon stocking over it, and it would instantaneously change. Which, of course, he demonstrated to all of his black and white viewing audience, who couldn't really tell the difference. An interesting side note was that you couldn't get color TV in Sweden until 1970, 8 years later. They have other things on there, like Taco Bell announced they had bought the Liberty Bell in 1996. Nixon supposedly ran for president in 1992. Alabama changes the value of pi to the biblical value of 3 instead of 3.14159265358. And then the left-handed Whopper was 1998, and a whole bunch of other different ones. So you can click on that and run around and see what you like in there. I found a couple of them really interesting. I'm actually going to go look at the rest of the list after we're done here. One final little thing. Last night I went to see the movie Ice Age 2 The Meltdown. Rather fair, passable movie. Not very good, but the kids will probably like it. But there was a preview beforehand, which I didn't even think anything of, but apparently The Simpsons are creating a movie. So The Simpsons movie should be coming out sometime in 2007. Well, there was rampant speculation online after I got back home that said this was an April Fool's joke. So I haven't seen anything one way or another yet, but if it is an April Fool's joke, they got about 150 to 300 people in our theater, so probably a lot more because I can't guesstimate people, but yeah, so they got a significant number of people because there were actually a couple cheers for it. But again, that's neither here nor there, so we're going to move on with the stories for the day. So next thing we have up here is Mac fans were eagerly awaiting yesterday the big day, the 30th anniversary. So far, no announcements on Friday, and no announcements announced or planned for tomorrow. There's a couple different stories run on CNET News and a couple other different sites, so I linked up one of them, which kind of encompasses the whole story, which is turning out to be a little bit of a dud, but there's no problem in waiting for it, you know? It's titled Mac Fans Want Presents on Apple's Big Day. So kind of like a little bit of a Hobbit vibe going on there. Apparently, they feel that much like hobbits in J.R.R. Tolkien's mythos of The Lord of the Rings, they should be the ones getting presents on another person's birthday. If that wasn't beating you over the head with the story, then I don't know what is. And the last thing that I want to talk to you today in the Tech Tidbits section here at the Caffeination is a game that I recently found online. Well, now I know games are a conversation for a different kind of podcast, and we might actually be starting one up here at the Caffeination, so we'll let you know when and if that drops. But I've been addicted to this Flash game for about a week now, I think. I'm not sure when I first found it, but it's refreshingly different. It's called Flow, and apparently it was this person, Genova Chen's Masters of Fine Art thesis, in which he created a Flash game. He or she, I'm actually not sure, but created a Flash game where the object of the game is to evolve your creature. So you eat anything smaller than you almost, and you go up and down in this abyss. So it starts out with pretty much a blue screen, and just using just your mouse and clicking, you eat things, and then there's a certain kind of thing you can eat, and you go down one level. But the absolutely gorgeous part about this is that you can see things below you in the abyss. So the further down you go, you can see, I think, maybe two levels below, so you know what kind of creatures are down there. Certain kinds of creatures will eat you, and certain kind won't, and certain ones are food, and it's just such an engaging game that I put a link up to here. It's directly to the game. So if you don't have Java or Flash, if you don't have Flash installed on your computer, you might want to skip that one. They do have a downloadable version, which I haven't tried yet, but I did get it. So I'll let you know how that one is. It's very refreshing to see a new style of game come out. I mean, everybody does the little, you know, target practice or, I don't know, I've seen too many of the same kind of games coming out recently. So this is definitely a step in the right direction. It takes very little fine motor skills, shall we say. It's much more planning. It's completely child safe because there's no blood, no violence, no gore. So it's just, in general, it's a very, very stimulating game. I really liked it. So I sent a link up to that in the show notes. Also, wanted to talk a little bit about the new look over at the Caffeination. Yes, we did register, www.caffeination.com. So that's CAFFINATION.com. And you can head over there and it'll redirect you to our page. And you can see our newly designed site. So I've been working a little bit on the graphic design elements of things, and I actually got everything to match. The only thing I don't have control over pretty much is the Podomatic logo in the very top right-hand corner of things. But hey, they run the site and host it, so I'm just paying for space there. I'm pretty happy with the job that I did there. It looks pretty good. I'd like to take anybody's comments. You can email me at caffeination@gmail.com, or you can head on over to www.caffeination.com and submit comments, audio or whatever. We also have a new listener line. I actually took the time and registered a vanity one so that you can call directly in. And the way this works, because I've had a couple people ask me, this is just a normal phone number. The only thing it's attached to is voicemail. So you call up 206-202-CAFE, C-A-F-E, and this will take you directly to our voicemail box. So when you leave a message in there, so if you're out at a bar late at night and you think that you're particularly humorous at that point in time, you can call this number. I believe it's in the Washington area, but if you have a cell phone plan with national calling, then there's no problems for you. But you can just call this up and leave us a little voice message or something you think that we should know about, and it'll get emailed directly to me. So I'll be able to download it and play it on the Caffeination. Or if you tell me not to, I won't, and I'll just use the comments that you sent along. So, alright, we're going to go into the caffeinated bits, I guess. Last thing I'd like to cover for today's show is actually not really caffeinated, but definitely a beverage of choice that I've been rocking a little bit lately. In addition to my normal caffeinated intake, I've been partaking of the herbal teas of late, the Celestial Seasonings varieties. Some of the better ones which I've been finding are the Tension Tamer Tea, which definitely has a very cool, calming effect on you, and the Sleepy Time Tea, because I've been having trouble staying asleep at night, no matter when the last time I had caffeine was. Every time I tell somebody that, you know, oh man, I've been having trouble sleeping, I get the, yeah, well, maybe it's all the damn coffee you drink. Well, maybe not, buddy, because the last cup of coffee I had was around 11 o'clock today, but thanks for playing. No, it's more along the lines of just have a lot of stuff on my mind, a lot of things working. Gonna be a new father, gonna be a whole bunch of different things, and I really don't know what to do sometimes, so I just need to chill out a little bit. So the Celestial Seasonings has a little bit of chamomile in it. The Sleepy Time variety, sorry, has a little bit of chamomile in it, has a little bit of spearmint. Kind of eases you in, kind of slows your mind down a little bit. And then I've been also in the morning when I haven't been able to have caffeine, which has been a couple times this week because I just remembered on Friday to actually bring the coffee in. Well, a couple times in the morning when I didn't really have caffeinated tea left, I used all of it up on the first day, I've been rocking the Red Zinger and the Berry Zinger teas from Celestial Seasonings. Both very, very active blends, shall I say. Neither one has any caffeine content, but both of them have like a mixture of herbs or whatever that really gets everything going in the morning. So all I need is something to perk up my little mind's eye there, and then I'm all right to go. Every once in a while I'll have a meeting at a early on in the morning and I'm just not thinking. I have to really plan ahead for those days because no, it doesn't. Things that I'm saying don't actually come out the right way on those mornings. So, yeah, that just about wraps it up for today's Caffeination. We did promise you one more song from the PodSafe Music Network. So today's song is going to be Greasy Coffee Beans by Robert Morgan Fisher, sorry about that. This is an interesting little song. It's kind of a country song, almost. Something that I'm not usually into, but I really like this guy's voice. Has a nice, not necessarily raspy, but has a... Just listen to the song. It has a really neat voice going on. Anyway, I've been looking around, found this song, and this is Robert Morgan Fisher with Greasy Coffee Beans from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com.
Grind up some greasy coffee beans. Columbia. Borg Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night. From crazy, crazy caffeine dreams. From all those greasy, greasy coffee beans. Ah, greasy, greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme. Your instant coffee is just brown water. I need fresh Java beans to run my motor. I'm a lubricated complex machine that runs on greasy, greasy coffee beans.
Wraps it up here for Caffeination 019. So expect everybody to be back here for Big Caffeination 020. We're going to have a whole bunch of interesting stuff on that show. I'm going to actually save up and make sure everything's nice and fresh for all the people who come back. You can find this podcast at www.caffeination.com. You can call our listener line at 206-202-CAFE. And you can reach us via email at caffeination@gmail.com. Everybody have a safe work week out there, and thanks for listening, and stay caffeinated, people.